the most beautiful songbirds, the vireo with the largest repertoire of phrases and the handsomest of features, used to live in a fairly extensive range from Kansas to Mexico. Unfortunately, practically everything European settlers did as they moved into the black-capped vireo's range was bad for the birds. Plowing up the land essential for settling the area destroyed much of the vireo's habitat to start with. But the parts that were left natural were also protected from fire. Fire is an extraordinarily destructive force of nature, but that's just it. It's a force of nature. After the blaze, much of the ash returns nutrients to the soil, and early successional plants start growing immediately. Some even require fire in order to grow. For example, jack pine cones can sit on the forest floor for decades waiting for a fire. It takes that extreme heat for the cones to open up to release the seeds within. Most early successional plants, like oaks, require full sunlight to thrive. As they mature, providing increasing shade, new plants start in, and slowly the vegetation changes. In the black-capped vireo's range, one of the late successional plants is the juniper. Junipers are, of course, fine plants that belong in this range, but as they take over, the early successional plants, which vireos depend upon, disappear, not to return until a disturbance such as fire opens the way again. People have been trying to suppress fire since settlement, and as technology has improved, so has fire suppression. That protects some of our property, but at the expense of early successional habitat and black-capped vireos and other animals that depend on it. Even worse, much of the black-capped vireo's range is grazed. Sheep and goats browse exactly the vegetation that grows at the height where vireos most need it. And what's even worse for black-capped vireos, livestock attract cowbirds. Although several endangered and threatened species face special threats from cowbirds, the situation is simply horrible for black-capped vireos. These birds have a long incubation. It takes 14 to 17 days for the first chick to hatch after the second egg is laid, when incubation normally begins. Meanwhile, cowbird eggs may take only 10 to 12 days to hatch. When a cowbird hatches several days before the host species' eggs, the cowbird will so badly outsize them that the baby vireos will all die. Cowbirds don't throw out eggs or nest mates, but vireo chicks may die while hatching under the weight of the earlier hatched cowbird chick. Very few vireo chicks ever fledge when raised with a cowbird. Cowbirds were once rare in the range of the black-capped vireo, found more in prairie grasslands with bison than scrub habitat with vireos. Right now, when cowbirds aren't actively trapped and shot in vireo habitat, as many as 93% of nests have been parasitized. It's expensive to trap and shoot cowbirds, and a case can be made that it's cruel to the individual cowbirds, though a much stronger case can be made that the very survival of a species trumps the survival of a small population of nest parasites that are not native to that habitat. The saddest thing is that cowbirds wouldn't need to be removed from black-capped vireo areas at all if we'd only restore enough natural habitat without the problems posed by fire suppression, development, fragmentation, and cattle and other livestock. But although some populations of vireos are starting to do well right now, that could go up in smoke in just a few seasons without continued protection and management. It's expensive and heartbreaking work to keep a species going once it reaches this critical stage. Wouldn't it be better to keep that from happening in the first place? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.